The realm of Vigri stands at a precipice. In this frostbitten land where Norse mythology breathes, certain individuals carry the blood of gods in their veins. They are the Tainted, blessed with supernatural abilities, yet cursed to live as thralls, enslaved by those who fear their power. Gods like Ulfrir the wolf, Lykrifa the dragon, Rata the rat, and Snaka the serpent once ruled before being defeated during the Gufala. Now they're returning, some seeking vengeance, others desiring dominion once more. Imagine a world where cities nestle within a god's massive skull, where frost spiders freeze victims from within, and night hags strangle with misty tendrils, where warriors seek glorious deaths to be remembered in skald songs, and magic flows through ancient bloodlines. This is Vigri, a realm where three remarkable warriors find their fates intertwined as gods and mortals clash in a final devastating confrontation. At the heart of this saga stand three remarkable figures whose paths converge in the coming storm. Orca Skullsplitter abandoned her life as a feared warrior to build peace with her husband Thorkel and son Brekka. When Thorkel is murdered and Brekka kidnapped by dragonborn warriors, she unleashes her hidden nature, wolf god blood that gives her incredible strength and ferocity. "They took my son," she often says, a simple statement carrying the weight of her uncompromising determination. Varg began as a thrall who killed his master and fled, seeking to discover who murdered his sister Freya. His journey led him to join the Bloodsworn, where he discovered his own wolf god heritage. Unlike Orca, who embraces her power, Varg struggles with his identity. "We decide the way of the world in our thought cage," becomes his mantra. "We are defined by choices, not blood." Elvar Firefist, daughter of powerful Jarl Storr, rejected her father's plans for a political marriage to join the Battlegrim mercenary band. Her path has led her to command not only warriors, but also the thralled wolf god Ulfrir himself. When she inherits her father's position as Jarl, she finds herself at the center of the coming conflict, forced to question the very foundations of her society. Dragon god Lykrifa, freed after centuries imprisoned, builds an army to conquer Vigri. Her forces include her dragonborn children, Ilska, Drekker, and Merk, plus her brother Rata the rat god. They've lured tainted warriors with false promises of freedom while actually seeking dominion. When Beor, a rat-blooded traitor, claims, "We fight for freedom," Orca sees through this hypocrisy after witnessing Merk feeding captives to frost spiders, prompting her sarcastic, "A fair world and freedom." Lykrifa's first major victory at Darl, killing Queen Helka and defeating another god, proves she can destroy cities and slay immortals. Her primary target is her brother Ulfrir, the wolf god, serving Elvar, driven by ancient rivalry. Her unstoppable army grows, trolls abandoning homes, frost spiders emerging from woodlands, night hags floating like banks of black-winged smoke. Against this threat stands Elvar Firefist's alliance. After inheriting her father's position, Elvar frees Ulfrir from his thrall collar, binding him instead with a blood oath to protect all equally. "I have set Ulfrir free, set all the tainted free," she declares, challenging both the dragon god and social order. Her fortress, Wolfdales, becomes a symbol of unity against Lykrifa. The Bloodsworn join Elvar, bringing Orca Skullsplitter's combat expertise. Their alliance includes Jarl Orlig, Queen Estrid, secretly plotting against them, and various mercenaries. Their strategy involves luring Lykrifa into Wolfdales, where Ulfrir believes they can trap her using seer magic and a newly awakened Froa spirit named Gelta. The battle for Wolfdales forms the novel centerpiece. Like Rifa's forces, warriors, frost spiders, and trolls assault the magic-protected gates while traitors undermine the defenses from within. Elvar's brother Broyer attempts to assassinate her to control Ulfrir. Though Orca thwarts him, he escapes to join Lykrifa, revealing crucial information about Wolfdale's defenses. Queen Estrid and others secretly conspire with the enemy. Radha leads rat-blooded warriors through a hidden entrance into Elvar's chamber. Elvar is mortally wounded and thrown from the great tree, yet her sacrifice ensures Ulfrir remains unbound by her death. Amid the chaos, personal vendettas unfold. Varg confronts his sister's murderer. Orca and Brekka kill Drekker, avenging Thorkel. Lif kills his family's murderer. The battle shifts when Lykrifa breaks free and Radha opens the gates. Just as all seems lost, Snakka awakens, his massive serpent form rising to the battlefield. Snakka tears through Wulfdale's, causing the hill to collapse. In human form, he asserts dominance over his defiant daughter, Lykrifa. The final betrayal comes when Radha and Lykrifa poison Snakka to steal his heart's power. As they murder him and cut open his chest, the tenor Vesli snatches the heart away before they can consume it. The final battle erupts across Wulfdale's ruins as gods and warriors clash. Ulfrir and Lykrifa fight as wolf and dragon while their followers battle around them. The Bloodsworn fight with desperate fury, losing several members, including Glornir Shieldbreaker, who lives just long enough to witness victory. Ulfrir defeats Lykrifa with Skuld's help, who stabs scissors into the dragon's eye, crying, "For my mother!" Radha attempts escape, but is captured and dropped from height, left broken among shattered wagons. Remaining enemies scatter, reduced to mere survival. As survivors gather, a muffled voice emerges from Lykrifa's belly. Hrung, the animated giant's head, somehow survived being swallowed, providing dark humor amid tragedy. At Orca's homestead, the Bloodsworn bury their dead beside Thorkel's barrow. "This is where you should be, my beloved, with your kin," Vol says, declining Ulfrir's offer of a grander burial. Around the fire, Varg proposes something revolutionary, a permanent home, where those who wish to go raiding can, and those who wish to raise their children in peace can. In a world where blood determines destiny, tainted, enslaved, jarls ruling by birthright, gods bound to ancient rivalries, the characters prove that decisions matter more than heritage. The blood oath ceremony creating the Bloodsworn embodies this theme, forging kinship through choice rather than birth. This chosen family proves stronger than biological ties. Elvar kills her brother despite family bonds, while Orca must conceal her divine blood. The Bloodsworn, in contrast, fight and die for each other without hesitation. When Varg completes his initiation, his blood mingles with Vol's, rising mysteriously before becoming one, creating true kinship. "Welcome to the Bloodsworn," Glornir declares, as Varg, finally finding belonging, weeps with joy. Vol suggests Orca's homestead for their new community. Asked if staying would be too painful given memories of Thorkel, Orca looks at her husband's barrow and at Brekka playing nearby, then answers, "I think it is a gold-browed idea." This ending represents transformation. The tainted can build communities based on mutual respect, and the vengeance cycle has completed. Threats remain. Radha may have survived, an invasion fleet approaches, and ancient powers might stir. But our protagonists gather with their chosen family, having earned their peace. In a world where gods can die, perhaps human connection represents the most enduring power.